evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Right. I heard the music, so I figured that was the case.
That's the case. I apologize for last night. I missed you all by 1 minute.
Oh.
But well, I was really 20 minutes late, so.
That's okay. Well, they didn't need to know how to find the handout, so that's what we've spent time on. So
okay.
Maybe they had to read it, you know, read them. I saw you had added another one, so I didn't know about that one either. And so it was a good thing. We were able to explain how to find them, the matrix. And, you know, where it was located.
Am I saying the instructions too long, or?
I'm sorry, what?
Am I giving the instructions too fast that they don't understand it?
I really don't know what it is, but they tell me that a lot, that, you know, it's hard to find it. I think because they're, you know, they're using cell phones, and they're so little. That it does take time for them to find it, but I would think after all this time, you know, they would understand. So I'm kind of confused too. But
okay.
Knowing that they didn't necessarily know it was Kukot and they wouldn't have remembered what we did last year, it's only because I have the handout printed from last year. And then
right.
Remember you and I talked about what we had done last year with that particular parsha. So
right.
It was just easy for me to explain it. And that was it. So it was a good thing.
But at this point, almost each week it's going to be I'm going to depend on your handout to let me know what we did. So some of the weeks I
okay.
recorded it by name, but others it's not recorded. So
right. Well, I didn't realize what I did was separated what we had done, and then when I saw there were some titles that sounded familiar. Sure enough, so
Marco.
When I reached those, separated them. And then, you know, so I checked to see if you've added anything new, that kind of thing. So I can do that for you.
I appreciate that.
Hi, Mom. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Hello.
Anka. How are you?
Good. Just trying to stay cool.
Well, it can happen.
It can happen.
Let us begin. Oh, we have two more verses to go through to finish section 28 on Parasha Lech Lecha. So we're going to start with verse 313 after the L'shem Yehud, and hopefully we'll finish the two of them today. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bibis Hiluur Himu Hiluud Hiluur Himu Liakta L'shem Yud He Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunen Ne Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunenehu Ad Hake Dahawa Mishtai Bahadaihu Atanura Vyaskar Leyali Nun Yatvu Levar Shemau Chatala Dehawa Amar Ikadisha Heviani Amelech Hadarav The call in un idrin, this bar the unpin, aulema, Ad Isha Itz Besaru Maftechan Dilhon Ideya Bekalho Metachdan Lach Uinun Divinach Uvchayach Ich Kadisha Tochela Ishmaya Nagila Venismechaba. The translation, while he was talking with them, a fire encircled him, and they remained sitting outside. They heard a voice call out, "O you holy man, the king has brought me to his chambers, to all those chambers whose keys have been given to the favored and to the holy lad, namely Memtet, who is called Lad, and all are ready for you. And for those who achieve merit through you. And in your life, holy man, all the hosts of the heavens, we will be glad and rejoice in you." This was the voice of the Shekhinah. My commentary. Memtet has the chambers, the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I suppose while he was talking with them, that he is Rabbi Elazar.
Yes.
And it sounds like they heard the voice of the Shekhinah. I'm surprised they didn't fall on their face, you know.
They probably did.
I'm not quite sure I understand why Memtet enters the picture. I know you just said something, but it didn't register. He said that
Memtet is an angel. We don't say his name because the name that he's that is a Greek name. So there, it's unclear what Memtet represents. One explanation is that the angel Michael, and remember when I say the angel Michael, I'm referring to a species of angels.
Right.
Unifies with Hanoch ben Yared, the seventh generation, the grandfather, or the father of Methuselah. I'm just giving you where in the lineage this person is. Hanoch ben Yared walked with God. He was taken at a very young age of 365, which is why Memtet is called the lad. Hanoch unified with the species of angels called Michael. And so all of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, I forget the fourth one all the time, Raphael, those four species of angels changed, but they recognize that Memtet is on a higher level than they are. But that makes it, you know, it's very difficult for students of Kabbalah to understand that process. Because when you study the ten luminous emanations by Rabbi Ashlag, he teaches that in order for a world to change to another world, there must be a species that has attributes of both worlds. Now, what am I talking about when I say the worlds need to be, there needs to be a species that has attributes of both worlds? an inanimate object becomes a living object when it becomes a plant in the scale of evolution. The issue is, where in our world, what is an inanimate object that has become alive? And that is the coral reefs. Because the animal, the plant is alive, and when it dies, it forms an inanimate wall. It forms a barrier. It has attributes of both. As you move from the plant to the animal worlds or kingdoms, in Australia, there is supposed to be an animal that is tethered to the ground, has an umbilical cord that draws sustenance from the nutrients in the ground. So it has aspects of both the animal and the plant world. As you move from the animal world to the human world, that species is the monkey or the ape. Because it has an opposing thumb, it has speech capability, but it's not quite as capable as a human being. Now, we would consider angels to be higher than us spiritually. That's a fifth world, a fifth kingdom that the scientists don't identify. But in Kabbalah, it's just the next world up. But the same teaching is that there has to be attributes of both species, both worlds, in order to transition to that higher level. And so when Hanukkah walked with God, it was determined, it was taught, that Hanukkah joined with Mikhail and became the leader of the archangels. Now, with all that leading up background, getting back to the verse, a fire encircled them while he was talking with them. The fire encircling them is the passion. Just as when Rabbi Shimon passed away, his last day, there was a fire encircling the house, and there were a few people inside, like Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yossi and the others who had died already, and that he had extended their lives, but they have to leave at the same time as that Rabbi Shimon leaves. So they're inside the fire, inside the house, and outside the house is Satan and the other students. So when we're talking about a fire encircling him, we're talking about the passion of the words, the light that is being revealed by the discussion. They were outside, meaning they didn't really understand it. They weren't on a level to understand what was being said at the deepest level. They might have understood the surface level, but not the full depth. And then they heard a voice. Rabbi Ashlag at the end of the pasuk is telling us that voice is the voice of the Shekhinah, meaning, remember, Shekhinah is Malchut. But we just discussed in the previous verse that Malchut has two levels. And so all of that ties together with what the previous verse is saying. So I hope that's helpful, and why Rabbi Ashlag talks about Memtet and the Holy Lad, which is Memtet, and this process of transitioning to a higher level of consciousness. And my comment is coming to explain to you that all of this discussion, this whole section, has been in the world of Atzilut. It's been in the frame of Chasba. And now they're bringing it down to a lower level, which is what is represented by Memtet from the world of Bria. And he is governor, for lack of a better word right now, he is the governor of all of the three lower worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. And I was bringing that to remind you of that teaching to help you understand as to why Memtet was brought into this.
I have two questions. Or maybe I have statements. Memtet, he's a young lad, and we think that's Enoch. So being young like that, now the archangels were formed before Enoch was actually brought into the world. So my other statement is he must have been a really righteous person to be over the species of the archangels. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to piece that together. I mean, he's 365 years old compared to what the archangels, you know, if you want to say age or their existence, is amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing. So I think I would like to really explore the teachings of who Enoch really was. You know, why did he achieve, probably consciously, he wanted to achieve that level because he walked with God. So to me, it's like he did every single thing right. Every single righteous thing. He did not fall any degree to get to governor of the archangels.
Now, I've heard what you've said, and I understand what you've said. But I'm going to give you a different perspective.
Okay.
The archangels, all of the species of angels, do not change. They do not grow. They were created to do a specific job, and they are doing mm-hmm. that specific job. In order for the human being to rise above the level of the angels, there has to be a marriage, a merger of the attributes of a human being with that of the angels. The angels are limited to doing one task at a time.
Okay, explain the merger of...
I can't explain it. It's a word that makes sense to me. What happens in a marriage? A man and a woman are two different species. Now, we don't think of them as two different species, but they are. They absolutely view the world differently. They use the same language, the same words, but when they use them meaning different than what the other one is thinking or using it as. If a woman says, I love you, or a man says, I love you, are they saying the same thing?
No.
Generally, no. So use that as the metaphor to understand what I mean by merger. The entity Memtet has attributes of both worlds, that of the angels and that of the human being. Before Hanoch ben Yared walked with God and God took him, before that happened, there were only angels. And then there were human beings on earth, starting with Adam. And seven generations later, there was Hanoch ben Yared.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these human beings, whatever their relationship was with the angels, somehow Hanoch ben Yared needed to merge or marry or whatever term we want to apply, and I don't really understand it. I'm not saying that I do. But how did Memtet get attributes of both worlds? What are the attributes of the angels? Well, they have one leg. They have wings. They fly. They're only capable of doing one task. They're closer to the light. They still have a form of free will, because otherwise you wouldn't have fallen angels. What are the attributes of a human being? They speak. We speak. We think. We're capable of multitasking, which the angels are not. All of these attributes are built into Memtet. And he only comes into the discussion after Hanoch ben Yared walks with God. And Hanoch ben Yared wrote a book. It's called the Book of Hanoch. There are three different versions that have come down to us over the centuries. And according to the Zohar, all three of them have become corrupted.
Right.
Now, if you're truly a Kabbalist and you put words down, you need to be on a level of connection where the words that you write, you know who's going to read them, you're going to understand how they're going to be understood, and you need to put guards into your words so that an evil person who reads those words won't be able to abuse them and use them improperly. Well, Hanoch ben Yared wrote a book, and it's become corrupted. Therefore, the Kabbalists are not sure where to put him. Was he taken early at 365? Because if he had stayed alive longer, he would have become a negative person. That would have been because some people do change as they grow, as they age. So these are the discussions that I'm relating to you about Hanoch ben Yared and about the development of the concept of the name Memtet. As I said, it's a Greek name. And we don't say it because we're not sure he's the positive entity. Why wouldn't he be a positive entity? As you said, Hanoch ben Yared is obviously very high soul. He's done nothing wrong. Well, the Kabbalists disagree with that. They see that he has done something wrong. He wrote secrets down that have become abused. Used by the negative system. So all of this is unclear, but the Zohar is giving us this information, and I'm trying to explain it to you, and I'm out of time.
That's a good way to get out of it. Okay.
My first introduction to him was in Every Man's Talmud. And I took it to mean that he was the angel that watched over children. That's what I got from that book. And because I was a teacher, that always gave me comfort,
right.
That I had seen and to know there was an angel watching over my classroom and everybody else's classroom. And, of course, there's the other one. I don't know if we don't say his name either. That starts with an S. And I was taught that they were angels of the presence. They were real close to Hashem. Okay, I'm finished. Go.
Okay. And what we say, the angel with the S, his name is Thomas Ben.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't say his name, but it's the first two letters, just like with Memtet.
Okay.
Well, we all have, you know, we're made in the image of them or us, it says. So we are in the image of angels and of also God's light, you know, Hashem's light. So, I mean, we all have a attribute of somewhat, not to the extent of, you know, Enoch, but
Leah,
you know,
and Raj, you have two letters, correct?
So I'm sorry, what? Yeah,
Leah and Ra, without being the lie, you have two legs, correct?
I certainly have two legs, that's right.
Angels don't, mm-hmm. They only have one leg. What is the difference? Is that the image of God? Netzach and Hod are the tree of life, are the legs. Netzach and Hod are unified in some discussions in the Kabbalah.
Well, maybe thinking of the soul level then. You know.
Also, we are created in the image of Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
But that is only true when we are complete with our tikkun.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, we're created as a physical human being.
Okay.
The soul is created as the image of man, the image of Hashem. But the soul is not complete. It hasn't finished its correction. So does it have two legs as a human being? But when Memtet is created, he's got wings and one leg. I don't have answers to that. But the questions, we know, you ask a question, ultimately it will be answered. And
right.
I do have to run.
Okay.
We can pick this up tomorrow.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.